Good morning. My name is Reverend J. Okamoto from Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Today, I would like to start with some history of Honganji, our mother temple. Our Buddhist teaching is Jodo Shinshu, in English, which is called Shin Buddhism or Jodo Shin Buddhism. The founder is Shinran Shonin, who was born in 1173 and passed in 1263. His master was Honen Shonin, and he is worshipped as a founder of Jodo Mission. Today, there are 10 Jodo Shinshu groups, and our group Honpa Honganji is the largest denomination by its temple numbers and members in Japan. Honpa is an abbreviation of Jodo Shinshu Honganji Ha, and its mother temple is Nishi Honganji in Kyoto, Japan. The second largest Jodo Shinshu group is Otani Ha, and its mother temple is called Higashi Honganji, located about 2 blocks from the Kyoto station. The Higashi Honganji in Hawaii is this Otani Ha group. Nishi Honganji and Higashi Honganji were originally one temple, just Honganji, until Edo Tokugawa era. Edo Tokugawa era began in 1603, at the year when Ieyasu Tokugawa was appointed as a shogun general by the emperor, and it lasted until 1868 for about 270 years. If you are familiar with Japanese history, there were Hideyoshi Toyotomi or Nobunaga Oda before Ieyasu, and the nation was full of battle one after another. Ieyasu was the first shogun who unified the whole nation in a true meaning, and his shogunate or government remarkably lasted for 270 years. The Honganji was split to two just around the beginning of the Tokugawa shogunate. In 1592, 11 years before the birth of Tokugawa shogunate, the 11th head minister of the Honganji, Master Kenyo, passed away at his age of 50. His first son, Master Kyonyo, took over his place and came in as a head minister of Honganji on the following day of his father's passing, on November 25, 1592. In September 1593, Hideyoshi summoned Master Kyonyo and pressed him to step down from the head minister, showing him 11 reasons. Some are unreasonable. I'm sure it was more political when such thing happens, but he had to accept it and pass the head minister position to his younger brother, Junyo, on the same day. Master Kyonyo retired from the position, but still there were many people admiring him. And because of it, Kyonyo still has strong influence to Honganji and its business. Needless to say, there are people who did not feel comfortable about that. After Hideyoshi's passing in August 1598, Ieyasu Tokugawa and Kyonyo become very close. Then, in February 1602, Ieyasu donated a land in Kyoto, which was the current Higashi Honganji land, and the temple was built there. This was the beginning of Otani Ha, Higashi Honganji. Since Honganji was so big as a denomination, there are many priests and members. Its power was very strong. Honganji used to be located in Osaka, where the Osaka Castle was built by Hideyoshi. Nobunaga wanted the land, but Honganji did not move from there, so they fought against Nobunaga. If you have heard of Nobunaga, he was one of the strongest and cruelest samurai leader. You know Honganji was powerful enough to fight with such person. So after Nobunaga, Hideyoshi and Ieyasu wanted to weaken Honganji's influence and power, and at Ieyasu's time they could accomplish it by dividing them into two Honganjis, west and east. Then, what the Tokugawa government did was, they made a new law for Buddhist denominations and let them take care more on funerals and memorial services. Their intent was to let temples focus more on the dead, because they knew if the Buddhism flourishes as its original philosophy, it gives vital power to living people, and it may become a movement to turn over the Tokugawa government. At the same time, the government made a system called Danka system that all common people had to belong to a family temple and become a temple member. This system made the government easy to grasp the population, and it also was a system to let people monitor each other to find any threatening movement. This Danka system guaranteed the temples to have income through the membership. It made the temple wealthy than it used to be, and because of it, ministers or monks were able to focus more on their practice and studies. Thus, in Tokugawa era, with government's encouragement on education on various fields, we could see splendid development in Buddhist studies as well. They built new schools with new faculties, and many students came from all over Japan and entered the school and studied Buddhist teachings. In Edo Tokugawa era, Buddhist studies prospered unprecedentedly, but it also caused many wrong understanding to Buddhism. I am reading a book on such history, and it says, "Arising of many wrong understanding is a reaction of Buddhist studies prosperity." The author says, because Buddhist studies went too much into its doctrinal or explanatory aspect, people needed more applicable words to their daily life. But sometimes these applicable words can bring misunderstanding to its teaching. For instance, there is a Jodo Shinshu writing called Tanisho, which was written in daily, relatively easy words. It is a collection of Shinran Shoni's daily words composed by one of his disciples, Yuyen. Because it's applicable words, it became the bestseller of Jodo Shinshu and was read by many people all over the world. At the same time, because of its applicable words, there were and are many people misunderstood Shinran Shoni's teaching and acted totally different from Buddhism. Thus, in the end of Tanisho, Renyo Shoni left a note 500 years ago, which says, "In order to avoid misunderstanding of Jodo Shinshu, do not show this book to those who are not keen to listen to Shinran Shoni's teaching." I think you do not want to hear too much academic lesson every Sunday at the temple service. Once in a while might be good, but some lessons might be too difficult to understand. Sermons at the temple should be in relevant words and ways that can apply to people's daily life. Especially, Jodo Shinshu teaching has to be like that, because the focus of this teaching is on our daily, ordinary life. Taking a good balance between this academic side and applicable side is significant. As a minister, I have to study hard and read many books. When I study, I always recall my teacher's words saying, "We study Buddhism not to increase our knowledge as an academic study. What we study is Buddha's great compassion." Then, what the sutras or sacred writings say starts to have common points. There are various ways to describe it, but if I choose one way, I would say, all the Buddhist writings are saying, "Buddha is here with you. Namo Amida Butsu, which comes out from your mouth, is a response to Buddha's calling, and yet it is a proof that Buddha is working on your life right now." So, if you have a chance to read Buddhist writings or listen to minister's message, please read or listen to it in this attitude. Every single words are the representation of Buddha's compassion. I started from Honganji history and ended up with listening attitude, and it might not be consistent, but I hope we all can enjoy the Dharma, true teaching of Buddha, and share its warmth with anybody we are connected to. Thank you very much for listening.